Brass resizing and barrel twist rates this week on Mail Call Mondays. I'm John McQuay with 8541 Tactical, and this is Mail Call Mondays, the show that answers your questions about precision rifles, optics, and equipment. Welcome to another Mail Call Mondays, and this Monday we have a question from Chris, and Chris asks, I carefully prep brass for my precision rifles using only fired brass from that specific rifle with clean trim and neck size. However, when I shoot my AR or other non-precision rifles, sometimes I don't have time or desire to do full-size brass resizing. If I do a clean trim and neck size only and the case fits the headspace length gauge properly, is it acceptable to use this prepped brass for any rifle at that point, including my precision rifles? Thanks. Well, Chris, there are a ton of variables that affect the answer to your question. So the simple answer is, it depends. Now, if you want to try this and see if it works, then what you need to do is you go through and take that piece of brass, preferably one that was fired in a precision rifle, do the neck size, do the prep, load up a dummy round, no powder, no primer, just the sized case, and load a bullet in it, and then go through and chamber check it in each one of the rifles. So actually chamber it in the rifle, make sure it chambers smoothly and ejects smoothly. If it does so, then yes, you can go ahead and do that. If it doesn't, then no, you shouldn't. And I'm not quite sure which kind of case gauge that you're using to check it. If you are just going off a headspace, then you may run into problems. The headspace gauge, for instance, if you're using like a Hornady headspace comparator, if you're using that and you're checking it and it says okay versus a regular headspace gauge, it gauges all right. It may fit, but the dimensions of the actual body of that case, it may have swelled up a little bit versus some of the other rifles. So while you may be able to put it on the calipers and check, and it may say it'll be okay, when you actually go to chamber it, there may be too much drag to chamber smoothly. If you are going to try something like this, the best kind of case gauge to get is one that the entire cartridge actually fits in. Dillon and some of the various different reloading companies actually sell them. And what they do is they take a Sammy Spec reamer and they ream a unrifled barrel blank or another piece of steel. They'll actually ream the hole into it to be a chamber, and then they'll cut a ledge on top of it, and if the case is below that ledge, then it's go. If the case protrudes above that, then it's a no-go. And those are good because, again, they're cut to Sammy minimum specs. Now, the only place that you would run into a difference there is if a gunsmith has cut a precision rifle chamber to minimum specifications, then even though it gauges good in the Sammy case gauge, then it may not actually fit in the chamber correctly. So there are really a lot of variables. I feel your pain. It's a whole lot easier to neck size brass than it is to go through the full length sizing and the trimming steps and all that. But really the gold standard is full length sizing if you want that brass to work in every rifle that you have. Now, if you are going to dedicate it to one rifle, like say I was going to take this AR here, this has got a Faxon Firearms 14.5 inch pencil barrel in it. While it is a very accurate rifle, it's not what I would consider a precision rifle, so I'm not going to go through the trouble of neck sizing only ammunition for it. But if I wanted to do that instead of full-length sizing, I wanted to actually make sure that the brass that came out of this rifle didn't get mixed in with any range pickup or anything, and I wanted to throw it in the press and resize it, more than likely I could run that brass again at least a time or two. Now, the problem that you'll run into is not necessarily the chambering, the firing, but if you need to eject a loaded case, you may have trouble pulling it back. ARs, when they are properly tuned, that bolt carrier coming forward has so much energy that it can slam a slightly oversized case into the chamber and still lock up. Now, if you're running minimum power level brass or some really weak loads, then it may not have the energy to do so. But especially when we get into the large frame ARs, you can get a slightly out of spec cartridge that it will still slam into the chamber. The problem that you run into there is if you put your weapon on safe, range goes cold, now you have to unload, When you drop that magazine and go to pull that round out, you may have to actually mortar the rifle, which is tipping it upright and slamming it down while pulling down on the charging handle on the buttstock to be able to actually eject that cartridge. So it's not something I recommend. If you're gonna load for a semi-automatic AR, I really recommend you go through and you do full-length sizing to minimum SAMI specs. That way that ammunition is always going to load smoothly into the rifle. When I go out to shoot with these rifles, I am usually shooting for speed, and nothing will screw up a speed shooting training session like constantly having to clear jams. Now, it does reinforce your immediate action drills, so there is a little bit of benefit to it, but that's not the training goal that I set for the day. So for something like an AR, I really recommend you don't take any shortcuts. Full-length size your ammunition, and that way it'll fit in any of the ARs that you have. If you have a precision rifle, that's where you can save the time. That's where you can gain a tiny little bit of accuracy by neck sizing only, and you can gain a little bit more brass life by neck sizing only. So I hope that answers your question. And our next question comes from Richard, and Richard asks, my question is in regards to the all brass bullets and their weight in regards to rifle twist. I know the twist rate and bullet weight has to do with the length of the bullet, not so much the weight. So my question is, with the all-copper bullets like Barnes or the Hornady GMX, since they are longer than the traditional bullet of the same weight, have you seen or heard of any effect barrel rifling has on stabilizing the copper bullets? Thank you and love the show. Well, Richard, the twist needed to stabilize the bullet, again, has a number of factors, but the two main are bullet weight and bullet length. The easiest way to do this is to go to the bullet manufacturer's page, get the specs on the bullet that you want to shoot. So the ballistic coefficient, the length, the weight, all the other factors that they have. And then I suggest, even if it's not a burger bullet, go over to burgerbullets.com and they have a twist rate calculator there. And I will post a link in the show notes so you guys can check that out. But the Burger Bullets twist calculator will allow you to plug in your bullet's factors and your muzzle velocity, because that factors in as well, and then it will take those factors and output them, and it will give you a stability factor, and it will give you a chart to measure that stability factor on. It will actually tell you if the bullet you're looking at will be stable in the barrel at the muzzle velocity that you're specifying. So there are a myriad of factors that combine to determine if that bullet is going to be stable. Now, it is true that a lot of these hybrid bullets, or a lot of these monolithic solid bullets, are lighter weight than some of the lead core bullets. So you end up with a longer bullet for the same actual weight. But what you also end up with a lot of times, and this is bearing surface dependent, is you have a bullet that you can drive faster than the heavier bullet. Now, again, when you up that muzzle velocity, that changes where you'll be stable and where you won't, and what barrel twist you'll need to be stable. So really the best way to do it, instead of trying to go by some rule of thumb, when you select a bullet, you pretty much know what rifle you're selecting this bullet from. So go to the bullet stability calculator, plug it in, and check it. Now also check your ballistic calculators, because a lot of the ballistic calculators for smartphones and other devices actually have a bullet stability calculator in it. So you can plug in the information for your load and your barrel twist, which you need for the ballistic calculations anyway, and it will come back and it will tell you if that bullet's going to be stable or not. And again, this is dependent upon which calculator you have, which one you're using. But the one on the Burger Bullets website is free of charge. It's out there for anybody to use, and you can get to it from any computer you should be able to access. So definitely check that out, and that will answer your question very specifically. That's all we have for this Mail Call Mondays. Thank you guys for sticking with us. You may notice that these episodes are a little bit shorter than our normal episodes, but the reason is right now, while you're watching this episode, I am more than likely on board a plane heading for a destination outside the country. So I'm not going to be back here in the studio for the next couple of weeks to knock these out. So we're trying to bust out these episodes so you can actually have a Mail Call Mondays to watch on Monday, and you won't have to go several weeks without an episode. So hopefully that's acceptable to you guys. Hopefully it works. Still, feel free, if you have a question for Mail Call Mondays, to leave it in the comments section down below. If you're checking us out on the podcast, then you can send your questions to 8541tactical@gmail.com, and we will check them out there. As always, you can also send your questions to us on Facebook or Twitter, and we will consider them for inclusion in the next Mail Call Mondays. So thank you very much, and until next time, get out and shoot.